Welcome to the Lend Me Your Ears podcast, where we explore practical solutions to your sales problems. Today, we bring you an exciting article titled, Three Activities That Will See Your Sales Thrive. Originally published on lendmeyourears.co.ke.
Let me start with a question, what's in your day? It's a question I often pose to participants in my workshops, and it's a question that really gets to the heart of what makes a successful salesperson. Many salespeople have this laundry list of activities they engage in daily, making calls, scheduling sales activities, walking, planning, generating leads, sourcing referrals, preparing sales action plans, developing and maintaining a customer database, and the list goes on. It might seem like they're busy, but here's the truth, it's often just a pathetic disguise. Today, we're going to cut through the clutter and focus on what truly matters. I believe that a salesperson's activities can be boiled down to just three categories: air-facing, monitor-facing, and customer-facing. And your success as a salesperson hinges on how you allocate your time among these. Have you seen the sticker that says, "Football is life, the rest is just details"? Well, in the world of sales, your activities fall into these three categories: air-facing, monitor-facing, and customer-facing, and everything else is just details. And guess which one pays the bills? You got it, customer facing. Let's dig deeper into these three activities, beyond their face value. First, there is air facing. This is what many salespeople love to do, travel to occupy their time. They will justify 4 hours of their day as spent moving from one prospect to another, often because they didn't plan their day effectively. After all, what else was there to do when the only two appointments in their day were at the airport and Westlands? These places are 20 kilometers apart. So, the 4 hours are allocated to traveling on foot, by matatu, taxi, or even the company car. On the surface, this might seem like a logical choice. But scratch a bit lower, and you'll uncover a different story, often one of poor planning, emanating from a streak of laziness. It might feel like too much work to continually prospect, to face 6 or even 7 prospects in a single day within one general area. It's so much easier to allocate hours in your day facing the cool air blowing into the vehicle as you cut across town to see that other prospect. And, you know what? It is easier, but is it the most effective use of your time? Next up is to monitor facing. This one's has been on the rise in recent years, with the advent of Facebook, social media, emails, Twitter, and countless other websites. Salespeople can easily hide behind their monitors, claiming to be doing sales reports and responding to emails. But let's not kid ourselves. Most of these reports are standard Excel sheets that require simple data entry. And when it comes to reports, salespeople are notorious for submitting them late, incorrectly done, or only after numerous reminders. It begs the question, what's all this time in front of the monitor really about? Research is another excuse that often gets thrown into this category. But here's the thing, sales isn't a desk job. Work doesn't come to you, you have to look for it. And it qualifies as work when you are facing the prospect. Finally, we have customer facing. This is where the magic happens. It's where you get to present your product, gather referrals, and truly understand your market. You get paid for facing the prospect, presenting, and closing sales. A successful salesperson thrives on customer-facing activities. They live and breathe it. They understand that it's their bread and butter. Successful salespeople spend a significant portion of their time here. Think of it like the hawker on the street, they might not have fancy offices, but they understand the importance of customer interaction. So, remember my friends, there are only three activities that truly matter in sales: customer facing, monitor facing, and air facing. Everything else, well, they're just details.
Thank you for joining us in the thrilling Lend Me Your Ears podcast, and don't forget to subscribe for more hair-raising insights and practical solutions to your sales problems.